Hello everyone, welcome to the Homeboys podcast. I'm a homeboy, someone.
Oh, homeboy, yeah.
Yeah, homeboy, Tariq and Shay. What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
And today we have a guy, don't know who he is. Tariq, who is he?
Yeah, okay. Can you introduce yourself, man?
Hi, my name is Tariq Zhao. I'm a Singaporean
man. Are you Chinese Malay? Because I never actually asked.
No.
First question right off the bat.
I'm from Malaya, but I get mistaken a lot by most people. Like, how to say, like those aunties in public, ask me, Aboy, ni xiao shi shen mo? Then I'm like, stunned for a while. Then I try to
speak Chinese to them.
Yeah, I did. I asked my Chinese friend, I don't speak Mandarin in Chinese. Then I respond to the auntie, oh, wo po yi chang kuai. Then the auntie like stared at me for like a few moments.
Oh, sorry, Aboy.
She doesn't believe your Chinese.
She doesn't believe it.
No, it happens a lot. Auntie, uncle, what? Insurance agent.
Ah,
I'm serious. Okay, there's one thing about the insurance agent, right? It's like after school, I was like so tired. Then, I really want to go home. Then this agent came up to me. Oh, are you from here? Then, I have to think up some, like, planner to avoid all this situation. So it's like, oh, I'm from Indonesia.
Nice.
Bandung. I pull off an accent.
Yeah. What's you when you speak normally, like, this happens for like pretty much every Indonesian. They can speak in a normal accent and then revert straight away once they speak Indonesian.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
If you can do that, it's super convincing.
Only in the Indonesian words that you need to go real Indonesian. Other than that, you can just go normal.
Yeah.
I feel like that's Arabic as well. When they speak English, it's very English. But when you speak Arabic, the kha is so loud.
So first thing I just want to talk about is the Avengers movie that just came out.
Yeah, these are all spoilers right now. We've been discussing this about 10 minutes before this even started.
Yeah, but I wasn't really going to go into the plot so much. I just want to think about what's your superhero, if you want to be a superhero. That's about it.
Your superpower?
Yeah. But I mean, your whole, like, character, how does it look
and
like?
And who would play you?
And who would play
you? I think you've asked almost everybody.
Who would play you in a movie?
Who would play you in
a
movie?
Yeah. But this is your whole superhero character. Maybe the guest goes first. Okay.
I don't know. I'm not a superhero guy.
Okay, let's start with powers. What power would you have?
Huh. Once on time, I can go first. Classic is my chef role, which is a chef with an afro, of course. It's basically like Batman, but he's
not rich though.
He's not rich. Just by day, he cooks in the kitchen, and by night, chef role, and he has a sidekick called Jalapenos, which is supposed to be my cousin. And he sort of like has like herbs, drug herbs, to make him like really strong.
No, the whole point of it is because Adni was, he did like chemistry.
Chemistry.
So
just
had the idea that, he would like concoct some shit and make himself like Bane.
Yeah. But food goes into science as well, food science. So I thought that would mix really well. So it's like a Batman and Bane combo together. But I couldn't think of any like weapons, so I thought my main weapon would be like the pepper where you can crank the pepper and it shoots out like a scatter gun. I just be
that's super inefficient.
And it's like
one gets jammed.
It's like a
coding
kind of weapon.
Yeah, coding kind of story. You know that show. Basically it's that as well. Sorry?
Yeah, no, but like I've developed my like character for a while now. It's supposed to be like Jester, and he's basically a wizard, I suppose, in a sense. But he's like in the wizard, the sense where, because I was watching this lecture yesterday about how they use magic in a fantasy setting, and they have two like sides of the spectrum. They have like a soft magic and they have hard magic. So hard magic would be in a sense where it's problem solving. So that means like you know how to use a spell and it always works in this way. And that, therefore, it's used for problem solving.
Reliable.
It's reliable. Soft magic is, usually it has a big consequence to it. You don't really know what it does. It's like Tolkien's magic. It's like Gandalf comes in and he does a thing and then he goes, like, what's your spell, Gandalf? Can you like use a fireball or some shit? Like, no, you don't know what he does. He just does some magic and then he leaves. So that's soft magic. And where I've sort of like trying to place him is like in between soft and hard in a sense where he doesn't know how to use the magic, and it's always chaotic at all times. And even when he learns how to use it, it doesn't always come out predictable.
Like, he says a spell and he rolls a dice and see what happens.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like D&D, the character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
So that's what I'm doing.
Shay, what's your character?
Well, mine is essentially a Jedi.
No,
I will be a Jedi.
So yeah, your hero is just from Star Wars.
Essentially, I just want to be able to use the Force. That's it. I just want to use the Force, and then without, I don't even need the lightsaber. That's my power. Just the Force. Just so the I can, it's like gravity.
Simple.
Very simple. So simple, but yet effective and powerful, bro.
Hey, then who will play you guys?
Salman.
I mean, Keanu Reeves. I do have an arrow already, so I can actually just be Chef, bro. I have the hair for it.
No, it can't be you. No.
Dude, Dev Patel.
Dev Patel? No, he doesn't have an arrow. I cannot go always to Jeff Goldblum. No matter what, No. Okay, hear me out. It's Samuel L. Jackson who does a white face.
Oh my god. Wait, like the one from Tropic Thunder?
No, reverse. He's not black. Yeah, like Keanu Reeves in 47 Ronin. So he's like, he's not sure whether he's serious or not serious at all times, but always seems serious.
Wow.
He's like, we have to do this. Like, yeah, almost like in The Matrix.
Yeah.
Yeah, he goes through a really serious situation. He's like, yeah, dude.
Shia LaBeouf as a Jedi plays me.
No, but Shia LaBeouf is always like erratic, you know? Like in the whole of Transformers, he's like,
But I don't want Shia LaBeouf playing that character of Transformers.
Okay, so he plays.
I just want Shia LaBeouf to play himself. Play me.
So Shia LaBeouf plays a hobo that's playing.
That plays me, who's a Jedi.
Shia LaBeouf is a Jedi.
Just picture that in your mind for a second. Okay, that's me.
That's somebody just
for you. What about you?
Okay, How are we workshopping?
We'll help you out.
Because we've gone into extensive detail. we thought about this in the shower.
Way too much.
Time bending,
yeah.
So, like, Doctor Strange.
I thought of someone who would play Owen Wilson.
Good one. I like, wow.
Every time he uses spells.
No. I unfortunately don't have the nose. Wow. I don't think you have the nose for it. No, that's why Owen Wilson plays him. So he'll have the nose.
Okay, time bending, but there's a catch. Every time you jump, the whole world stops. Like, time wise.
And he's like, and he's fascinated about it every single time.
Yeah.
So every time he goes, like, wow! Wait,
okay, I saw this joke from YouTuber.
Yeah.
He say, this question asked, okay, what's the most popular MMORPG? The answer is, wow.
What a joke. Those people who don't know what Wilson is just like, what the hell? That's a good one. I like that. When you say jump, you mean like actual real jumping?
Yeah.
So if the guy like skips rope, uh-huh. He'll just be, wow.
Yeah.
That's his favorite master. Wow.
It's like the hero Nakamura in the Heroes. When you stop time.
Well, the comic book guy, is it?
Yeah. You don't watch the Heroes?
I don't watch Heroes.
Ah, come on.
Wait.
The hero.
The Hero 6, right?
No. The hero TV show.
Yeah, Heroes. It's called Heroes.
The Japanese guy.
Save the cheerleader. Save the world.
It's Hero.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I think
he doesn't like Freddy Wong.
Oh, yeah. Yep. When you say that, he looks like Freddy Wong.
Yeah. So, time bending Owen Wilson, huh? Sounds good. Sounds pretty good. That is a good universe. I think make good universe right now. No, these like
imagine
characters.
Imagine if it was animated, you got a good voice actor.
Olus is a great voice actor.
Yeah,
Kevin Reese is a great voice actor. Jeff Goldblum is a great
all around. Yeah.
Yeah, I think this squad can just solve Infinity War just like that. No problem.
Yeah, our squad.
We have time bending. You have a chef. No, who's gonna cook the meals, right?
Yeah.
We energize at all times. RNG magic.
They
like, have some Jedi.
You realize that they never eat at all throughout that whole.
Oh yeah,
exactly.
I just realized that. Like how long? Like Tony Stark was in there for a while. I suppose his suit has like freaking muffins or some shit.
No, someone ate. Drax.
Drax didn't eat.
Oh yeah,
he's the only one. Yeah.
He was not fasting that
time. He was not fasting. Oh, that's why they put it now because they filmed it last Ramadan. That's why.
So Drake is a Muslim?
No, Drake is not.
He's a very
Muslim. Everybody else is.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
he's a kafir.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Astaghfirullah.
Okay. Alright, so I guess I think this is great to be one. Because I've had an idea that it just popped to me in the shower. Guess where I get all my ideas.
Best time to brainstorm is in the shower.
Yeah.
No.
What?
It is.
Yeah, but then you get all pruny because it takes too long.
True, but
how long do you take a shower? I brainstorm a lot, okay? You want to see my list of ideas? I open up a notepad and it's like a few pages long.
Well, you can see our water bills now.
Yeah. Yeah, besides that, so I had the idea where we would take our solar system, but kind of like shaped it a bit. And this goes by like sci-fi logic.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of like Guardians of the Galaxy-ish. And I don't know if I've decided to change like the names, like Mercury to Hermes and Venus to Aphrodite, because those are Roman names and these are Greek names. And Uranus would be Kalos. And I don't know if it's pronounced Uranus.
Really?
Is it? Yeah, no, because I've been watching some documentaries and everybody says Uranus.
So this
Uranus.
Is just some Dungeons and Dragons world building, right?
Uranus.
Yeah, but it's not Dungeons and Dragons.
It's just
it's like science. It's yeah, Dungeons and Dragons, but if it was Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Just take it as that. Yeah, and Uranus. That just sounds like urine. Why both sides just sounds weird?
Uranus.
Like people from Uranus would be
Uranusians. No, they'll call you. Urinals.
Genius. That's true. Yeah, but like we can either call them urinals or Kalesians.
Kalesians.
Kalos. Kalos. From Kalos. Because this is what I'm thinking. If we flip the names, and it would be sort of set in a setting where it's post-apocalyptic Earth, but let's say it's post-apocalyptic Earth, and most of Earthlings would have moved to Mars, and we've decided that it's who's the Tesla guy?
Elon Musk.
It's Elon Musk. Elon Musk gets everybody into Mars. Well, not everybody, like most people, and it's because like Earth start like everybody on Earth starts fighting with each other, and like nuclear power gets like too overwhelming. Most of the planets like destroy, and that's why they decided to move.
Lord and Savior Elon Musk.
Yeah. And whoever's still on Earth, like remains on Earth, and they are sort of like a monastic religious sect that becomes psionics. Because they learn how to like, I don't know, focus the energy in the Earth, some kind of chi energy bullshit. It's sci-fi, okay? We'll workshop it. It doesn't have to make sense. So people on Earth, Earthlings would be psionics, and people on Mars would be people who are actually from Earth and they're on Mars. And the level of tech would be like through the roof.
Uh-huh.
They would have colonized Mars, and I guess it would be pretty good because Mars is the god of war. So these are people who are like engaged in war, move to Mars and inhabit like a wasteland war-like planet.
Okay.
So that's like the main gist of like Earth and Mars. And then we would have like the other planets. Like I said, I watched a documentary for like about 30 minutes, right? So this is all vague science. This might not be true. But Venus used to be, I think scientists used to believe that Venus used to be like Earth. Yeah, and it's become like desolate because of maybe, I don't know, something. But it used to be like Earth, and now Venus is like this huge hellscape. It's supposed to be hotter than Mercury, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Mercury is close to the sun.
Science.
I'm hitting you with some science.
Yeah. Science.
I hope you guys are listening.
I gotta believe this.
Are you guys writing notes?
I'm not writing notes, but science.
You're gonna have homework tonight, I swear.
No, because think about this kind of planet science, right? In like primary school, you'll learn one thing, and then as we like go to like primary from 3 to 6, they change it up because they learn new discoveries.
Yeah.
So just wait until like the latest edition is out before you learn science.
Science.
And so now just forget about it, to be honest.
Science.
All right. Let me just go through all the planets like very briefly. So Mercury is so. On the outside, it looks like a moon. So it's like a crater planet with, you know, craters, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And the core is actually very close to the surface,
okay.
Unlike most of the other planets. So I thought, since Hermes is sort of the god of merchants and commerce, this would be like a mine planet, like Mustafa on Star Wars.
Yeah.
So there'll be like rock people and like metal people and like lava people that like just mine out like materials and like send them out. Because it's thought that Mercury is shrinking, so that could be why it's shrinking. Ah?
Nice.
Ah? Science. Yeah, like research, lah, bro.
Who's Bill Nye? I don't know who's Bill Nye. Tariq, man. Tariq sounds bad.
I got a Hawaiian shirt on, man. I know what I'm talking about. Right, so we went through Venus, Earth, Mars. Jupiter is like the largest planet, and it's a gas planet with like shit tons of like lightning storms and stuff. And it's supposed to be like the destroyer of comets, like eats up like comets that pass by. So I thought, if it's an electrical planet,
freaking androids, bro. So it's like there's like sky bases and like lots of androids that sort of get charged up by being outside, like, so they don't solar need, like, power. They don't need power because it's like solar power, but because they get, you know,
their solar is electricity. Yeah, right?
It's like normal shit. Yeah, like the battery is the air.
They need the vitamin D.
Yeah,
they need to go up.
Yeah, they need the vitamin lightning.
Yeah, man.
Vitamin L. Yeah, so that's Jupiter. Saturn, don't really know yet. Let's skip it. Urinals, I don't know yet. Neptune is Poseidon, so it could be like a giant sea planet, even though it's like an ice giant. Screw that shit. This is sci-fi, right? It's a giant water planet. And then Pluto is the coolest one I thought about so far. Because I thought grey, it's not like grey aliens.
Yeah.
Like stereotypical aliens, the big guys, and blah, blah, blah. So greys,
like, they don't eat at all, right?
Yeah. They're gonna, like, almost have no mouths.
Yeah.
Greys live on Pluto. And they are because Pluto is Hades, basically, so it's like a realm of death. So Pluto is like a death planet. Uh-huh. And it has this strong magnetic wave where it pulls souls from other planets that have died onto Pluto and get stored up into these, like, chamber things. So think like Kalimo, is it? Kamino
from Star Wars. Yeah.
Like those really long, lanky aliens.
Okay.
And their souls get stored into these, like, chamber things where it's supposed to, like, pods. I don't know. Like, yeah, like pods. And these are the greys. And they do this and sort of like, I guess, like, the prophecy is Pluto will get so big because of the death of thousands and thousands of life forms around this solar system that expands too big and collides with the sun. That's like the prophecy.
Or maybe people bully Pluto because Pluto is not a
planet. Yeah, and they're like, screw you. They're not happy about it.
Me and the gray aliens, and screw you.
Yeah, but the thing is also, that's why people have seen greys, like, on Earth. It's because they haven't come down to abduct people. They've come down to, like, harvest their soul, their queen reapers.
Okay. I had to do game design, right? Okay. So what's your input on this?
No. I don't game design. I do a game concept.
Exactly. Yeah. This is all concepts, isn't it?
It's a shit concept.
We're all friends here. We can talk about it. Constructive criticism, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
not puzzles.
Of course there's a lot of plot holes, but I think there's a lot of plot holes.
It's almost like fantasy, right? You can always say, oh yeah, it's supposed to happen.
Hey. Alright, name me one plot hole.
Oh, I'm just speechless.
That's a lot to take in.
Yeah, that's why.
I know. I'm amazing.
Yeah, I mean, sci-fi is hard because, like, there's a lot of big names and you need to be very in-depth and detailed and everything. And, like, if you look at anything sci-fi, like, what's it, Star Wars?
Star Trek. What are you?
Star Trek. How did they even come up with these names? Like these photon cannons, electrical something beams, teleportation devices.
Research, I guess.
Yeah, I know, but to explain all them.
Like, I don't think they do explain any of that. All the aliens just
don't. Exactly. Plot holes, they don't explain them.
The purpose of this again, I forgot.
I thought I'd just do a role playing game.
Yeah, but if you're gonna do this, you they won't know, like, the in depth. It's all like,
yeah, surface. Obviously they won't know. I won't even know the in-depth. I don't think I even care that much to know the in-depth.
I guess it's fine. There's a few, like, plot holes.
You basically, at the start of the Dungeons & Dragons session, you just explain a story. They say, just don't ask questions.
No, dude, that's a bad DM. A bad DM says, don't ask questions.
If something doesn't make sense,
just come up with your own explanation. That's fine. Yeah. So that's like what I had, since we were talking about Avengers. This Avengers is all, like, in space and shit.
Cool.
And maybe this is time where you can give an update on our life, huh?
No.
No? Kai, what have you been doing?
Exactly. Updates on life.
Yeah, I don't see, because, okay, for a little bit of background, me and Kai were in NS together.
No.
He kidnapped me outside his house and tried to do a podcast with me.
Stop it, honestly.
Me and Tarek, when know each other in the army. Yeah.
Oh, you guys.
We're all drivers. Yeah, like, you should driver for life. We moved the army.
Yeah, dude, yeah. I was there as well, man. I got Wadi on Monday.
On Monday, yeah. So are you like,
but you're not gaining weight.
Huh? Not gaining weight?
Yeah.
Yo, driver, you're supposed to be fat.
No, man.
Yeah.
So yeah,
like, did you actually put on a lot of weight? Like doing?
No.
Yeah.
No, you see me every morning. I go PT. Yeah, most of the time.
No, actually, you did.
Actually,
you just show up.
Yeah. And then, yeah. Then my friend Zula.
Yeah, we're calling you out, Zula.
I'm like, I'm working everybody. Like, okay.
Yeah, can you shut up, man? I want to sleep, you know. Yeah, but you did go PT. We went with me. I went with you.
Yeah, but you just whatever lah.
Yeah.
You were starting, whatever, just go.
Yeah.
But in the end, I think you just really don't care.
I didn't care about it. You guys can, that's how I went through the whole NS. I just didn't care through it.
Yeah. But you guys can choose if you want to go or not go.
No, we can't choose, dude. We have to. Yeah. We just have to like go about it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, just pretend to see. If the Enche or any officer asks you, right? Say, oh, I yesterday
did something like very long.
Say, oh, speech detail.
Yeah, I
do. Hey, don't give out too many secrets,
I do that.
I don't think anyone's watching. I'm still.
Yeah.
So I'll be damned if I get driver. There's like
two. Who wants to be police? No.
Wait, you haven't been to NSA? Next year I'll be going in.
Oh,
and Thorik and Shane is both drivers. So if I get a driver,
he's youngest, man.
He's youngest.
You oldest.
Thank you.
First, second, third.
I think you got the officials there.
Yeah.
First, second.
So I was saying, I think I kind of want to be either a fireman or a military police. Because I heard military police is like a boss around, right? And I get shades. Do I get shades?
No, you don't get shades. It's just assholes.
Yeah. Oh, everybody hates you.
Yeah, dude. Nobody likes them.
No, but then I can be like, hey, I can book you or you can help me out with something.
No, okay. Oh. Okay. Well, one thing you want to be a dirty cop.
A dirty cop, yeah.
You know what? One thing I noticed about MP is that, like, if you, like, let's say like by chance you get into MP, but as a like those motorcycle one,
yeah,
like TP, TP for the army.
Okay, yeah.
Then like just stare at the driver, right? Then the driver like very
yeah,
no sudden movements.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
look, that just sounds fun. And my second
sounds
option,
like you got a power.
Yeah,
I don't.
And my second option would probably be a fireman, because I have this vision where when you're fighting fire, I'll be like the second guy. So like the first guy I'll be holding the hose like right from, I'll be the second guy just having my hand on his waist or on the, having a really intense face, but I'm not doing anything. I'm just the second guy, right?
Why? If you're the second guy, why would you be holding his waist?
The water is strong, so it might fly back. So I have to support.
So why would you hold the hose?
What if he flies back? I'll be holding his waist.
Just before he closes, let me wash my hands.
I will embrace it.
I imagine, right? Like, let's say, like there was like a fire breakout. Then, like it's like doing Zoho. Then you imagine, oh shit, Zoho. Hey, stop. Hey, can you use the water hose now? I need to do my wudu.
You gotta say the water hose is really strong. Put it,
no, like once you put your hand right, it's gone.
I don't know, you know how people are like garden the plants and they use the hose and they put their thumb over the hose to get a certain effect?
Nah, that's not work.
You use your palm and just open up the hose a bit.
From the pressure of the water, your thumb probably came off, bro.
Yeah. Maybe, but then I just have made my voodoo.
Allah is bad. Allah is important.
Yeah, I think that's a form of jihad, right? Sacrificing my hand, sacrificing my voodoo.
Yeah, sacrificing my thumb for voodoo.
No, but how about this? Would the blood like nullify your voodoo? Imam, hit us up. I'm not so sure. So do you think we'll do again?
Imam, hit us up.
Alright, for all the imams watching this, I mean, I'm not so sure what demographic is, but if imams want to listen to this,
inclusive of imam.
No, if there's a way to check our demographic, I seriously want to see who listens to this. Yeah, because we've got like 100 people.
Wow,
legit? No, really?
Yeah, okay. I don't actually have the stats.
I don't even know 100 people.
I don't even know 100 people. I don't even know.
Yeah, and the thing is, I think some people from Myanmar are listening a lot. So, hi to people from Myanmar. Because it shows up on the SoundCloud thing, like, from countries.
The statistic, huh?
Yeah. Like, but once in a while, it changes. So, like, it comes up, like, 3 from Myanmar. I'm like, what?
I think it's one of those where you get certain random photos on Instagram, but they just respect you to follow them
Fiji.
Back.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we have some from Fiji because of the Fiji.
First impressions, you look like someone that would hang out at Arab Street with your Malay homies.
What?
Yeah.
That's like the complete opposite.
I mean, just from
that's
the looks.
Impression.
Yeah.
Me? But I think it's like how you slightly fold your jeans. Your pants.
I don't think it's folded, is it?
It is folded.
Oh. Yeah, it's slightly folded. Only like hip kids do that.
I thought that's the design.
I know. Okay, well, what's a day out? What's a good day out for Kai?
Not really. I just, most of the time, be at home.
Yes, you see, you're a homeboy.
So you're a homeboy.
Why are you here?
That's the problem with us.
But that's not
The podcast is supposed to be calling people that are not whole boys.
Yeah, so,
and we've
got a bit of a dilemma.
We've gotten two whole boys out of our three
episodes. To break this chain, right? Okay. The perfect day for me is to go on a hike.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Where to?
Is it called Bukit Merah? Okay. Before I enter school, me and my friend like went hiking for like 2 or 3 months.
Oh, I did see that on Instagram recently.
Yeah, it's Bukit Merah. Then I went all the trekking places.
Yeah.
Good trek.
Very short.
Yeah.
There's one like they have like a really long bridge, right? Is that one?
Yeah, I went there.
Where was that?
Oh, shit.
It's like Jurong or something. No, I don't know. I went there.
Is it the one with the, not flying, is it Flying Fox? The one with the zip line thing and then there's like a tree to tree, there's a walking thing. Yeah.
I've only ever seen it in images.
But what kind of bridge? Where are they? Tell me a bridge in my mind, it's like one of those really like unstable bridges that can fall down.
No, but it's like connected to
tree to tree. It is, but it's very sturdy. But yeah, it looks sturdy, like. Yeah.
And there's like a crevice below. Is that a crevice? Nah,
dude, this is not a movie, okay?
I went there once. I can't remember where it is. Though. It's long, maybe? I don't know.
No, I think there's
very far.
No, the thing is, I think there's a scout camp near Lim Chu Kang. You know, like in like Gedong, but then you go deeper in, there's like a scout.
Okay. Oh yeah, dude. Yeah. That's where you stop and go to try.
That's
just past Gedong.
Never been to any of these places.
Yeah.
I'll make a complaint. I mean, what do I have to do in my medical for my NS to make sure I'm not.
I don't know. I think you gotta have like a broken leg or something.
I have my medical in like 2 weeks, so I'm trying to see if I can craft away from
a CV.
It doesn't work, man.
I guess your physical fitness.
I'll just be like, hey, I can't drive.
I think that works well. Bad. Does your physical fitness? It doesn't affect your.
Doesn't affect anything, dude.
Because Tariq, Tariq, he didn't even like he feel his fitness thing, right?
Yeah, I didn't. Even,
and he's driver, and I passed mine, and I'm still a driver, dude. I got silver, but it still doesn't really make a difference.
I think it's the awesome driver.
Please don't.
Wait, how old are you?
19.
Did you get a letter?
What letter?
The government letter.
I know that my medical is coming up. It's in 16 of May.
I can't remember. It's medical?
Oh my god, dude. There's like a whole, like, what, IQ test. Like,
No,
IQ test.
Oh, the 2-hour IQ test.
Yeah.
You did 2 hours? I did like 3 hours. I actually tried.
I didn't even bother, man. I was like, half an hour, I was taking this still.
I mean, like, what if I just don't do the test? What happens then?
Nah, that doesn't matter. It really doesn't
matter. I don't think it matters.
And then I have my... They probably put you as infantry.
No!
But then I also have my physical test in July, so...
Yeah, if you ace that, you do shit for that. I think they put you as infantry.
Yeah.
Just shock troops, bro.
So, so I'm really stupid, but really fit.
Yeah. They'll use you as a battering ram.
I don't think it makes
sense. They'll pick you up and then just ram you against the
bed.
Or, use that, right? Join the police and become a what's it called? A riot squad.
A riot squad.
Riot squad.
Riot squad.
You get the shield.
Can you bring home the shield?
No.
Nah, man, you can't bring home.
Yeah, but that shit's really strong.
Yeah.
Like I don't know if it's like official, but I've seen some videos like on testing riot shield strength. Mm-hmm. Something can really hold.
Okay, I wanna bring this back to this. I wanna bring this back to the Avengers. Talking about shields, right?
Yeah.
You saw the Captain America's new shield thing.
Yeah.
It's like a weapon. Small, right? Yeah, it's like a claw thing. That's probably why they didn't win, man. He didn't have that.
Wait, what happened to his own shield? I don't remember.
He threw it to Tony Stark. Tony Stark has the shield.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because Tony Stark's father is the one that made the shield. So during the Civil War, he went back to
him. But I don't want the Civil War.
He got a claw shield.
No, it's more like, the shield's mine. You can have it.
Okay.
Oh,
I didn't watch Civil War.
You watched Civil War?
Yeah, I didn't watch Civil War.
I'm sorry about that.
I really don't care. I didn't watch Civil War. I saw Ragnarok. What was the other one? I watched only Captain America, the first one, the first Avengers.
Mm.
Yeah. I didn't watch the whole
The Winter Soldier?
Nope. Only watched Guardians of the Galaxy.
I didn't watch Winter Soldier or the first Captain America. I usually tend to stray away from Captain America because I think it's kind of boring.
Yeah. Why? He's relatable.
Like in the movies, they make him cooler in the movies.
Yeah, he seems relatable to you, but Thor seems relatable to me, that's why.
The story is just when he went to like the national service, right? He was super skinny. I'm super skinny. But then he got some drug to make him super fit. and I'm struggling. you're on your whatever shit. No, I mean, I was on my milk diet, but then I stopped. So now I'm just struggling. I want some, I can't take some drugs. No, I'm a natural guy. So I can't, it's not relatable at all. Yeah. Screw you, Steve Rogers. Take drugs, cheating. Yeah, that's like taking steroids for a race.
Yeah, man.
They're disqualified. Get out of here.
What is this, Tour de France? Get out.
Tour de France.
We think you're like a superhero.
You didn't get a joke?
Yeah, I struck the drugs for...
No, I know.
No, but the thing is, everybody assumes that everybody takes drugs, so why not make it like a mutant drug race?
A mutant drug race?
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
But it's a Disney film.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's a Disney film. Like,
you mean Drug Race is a Disney film?
No.
I was surprised about it. I was surprised that...
Oh, Marvel.
We talked about it really in reality.
I'm thinking that we should get like an X-Men. Yeah. They're all on bicycle and they race and they all use their superpowers. Well, they don't have superpowers, but they just take drugs, you know? So they're kind of like...
Yeah.
I completely lost track of what everybody's saying.
Okay. Yeah, let's imagine. Just imagine like Usain Bolt, right? 100 meters, but all the guys are on steroids.
Oh.
Yeah. Imagine Space Jam, but they're all aliens and they're all mutants. And they have to play a sport. But it's like the Mutant Olympics.
Yeah, you saw there's a picture, did I tell you about a picture? It was like Space Jam, but instead of Michael Jordan, they changed it to Michael B. Jordan. And instead of all the like the Looney Tunes cast, they changed to all anime like Naruto. Super funny, man.
Naruto versus like Naruto the One Man.
It's all anime. Like
basketball. What topic are we even going on, right? Look at this. This is a tangent. You know, my sister messaged us recently because she listened to the podcast and she's like, you guys go on like a huge tangent. Like, I don't even know what's going on. And now we're hitting the 33-minute mark, so we've got like 7 minutes left.
Uh-huh.
I don't think we really know what we're talking about until now.
Yeah, it's very
you can call this podcast Tangent, like this is the name of this one.
This episode is just called Tangent.
Tangent.
Tomorrow will be Cosine.
Math joke.
Only here, folks.
Science and tangents.
Yeah, this whole episode has just been science and a math joke. Let me hit you up with some English, because like I got this app that's supposed to teach me like a piece of like a word every day to like build my vocabulary.
Yeah, and what's the most recent?
A base.
Yeah,
a base is still like belittle somebody.
So
I can say, someone, you piece of shit. What are you like? Why are you so bad at doing this podcast thing?
So you're abasing me.
Yes.
Yeah. And I also have a new word called a vamoose. So vamoose is like just going away really quickly. Getting out of here.
Vamoose.
Vamoose. I say vamoose.
You mean like Vamoose?
Vamoose. It's an English word. Vamoose.
I thought you were Samoan.
Yeah, apparently I look Samoan.
Who has said that you look Samoan?
It's pretty much just me. Look, you know, have you seen any Samoan guys before? No.
Why is Samoan?
I think it's like an island Pacific.
Samoa, you know, the island Samoa. So,
no
islands, it's like, a Fiji, like Hawaii, that
area. Polynesian.
Yeah, I guess.
So, yeah, I was saying that Salman, he can be Samoan, and Tariq can pass off as a Spaniard. So, it's left me, man. I think I probably can be Mexican or we'll see.
No, Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rico.
You need to be more airy than that.
Tortilla, por favor.
What about Puerto Ricans? What do you speak
Spanish? I don't know.
Oh shit.
Okay, I'll come back to you next week.
I think speak Spanish.
I'll do some geographical research and I'll come back to you next week. We're all about learning here in the Home Boys podcast.
Yeah.
Learn something every day.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Ray Gorilla.
I want to ask, do we choose what genre our podcast goes on?
No.
So can we just say educational, comedy?
Yeah, our podcast is educational. So far I put it as comedy because I don't know what, but we can put it as educational because it's been pretty educative.
Exactly. Check the statistics.
Before we run out of time, I really want to ask Kai, what do you actually do, like in school? Because I see a lot of concept art and shit, but like I don't actually know.
Exactly, education.
Like I told someone you like tried to get to Ubisoft for like
15 times.
Yeah, 15? Shit, dude. Yeah.
Oh my
god. Why isn't Ubisoft taking people?
No, the thing is, right, I just keep on sending. Like every month I send my resume.
You get pissed off at you.
Yeah, the first 5 times they reply back like a automated message, email. Then like after the 6th time, right, that's the email.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, they just took it as spam.
Yeah, I have a feeling.
You're blacklisted across all of you. Yeah, all over the
like,
world.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Then like, I become paranoid. I was like, shit. How, if I, will I ever get my dream job? Not a dream job. Like,
I mean, there's Activision. Destiny 2, no?
Nah. My dream job is to work for Naughty Dog.
Oh, Naughty Dog. Wait. Naughty Dog does Uncharted. Refresh me. Yeah, huge Uncharted. Yeah.
Uncharted.
No. The last played Uncharted.
Yeah, Uncharted, The Last of Us.
Oh, that's pretty good.
The Last of Us was a zombie game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my all-time favorite game. Okay, anyway, back to the question that I did. Okay, I'm studying right now in 3D Sense called a course in Concept, Design, and Illustration.
Mm.
Oh boy. It's like
a crash course. That's awful.
Yeah, okay. Okay, it's a 1-year course. It's like basically a like crash course. You like cram 3 years, let's say like poly, yeah, game designer, then you cram it for 1 year.
Mm. That's kind of what I did for I took a second diploma and I crammed up like 3 years of poly into one and a half years.
So it's like every day got assignment, right?
pretty much.
Yeah, it's like that, but it's like they like push you every day.
Mm.
Like they push you every day like to your limits. Then like
push you to the limits.
but every day it's all just time management.
Mm.
I mean it's pretty fun. It's like basically I'm working.
Right, so what do you do exactly?
I'm a environment concept artist.
Yeah, I think that's game because like
that really helps for your world building.
Yeah, the thing that I can't do the most is environmental stuff and perspective shit. That's like the worst. For me, I can't do that at all.
Environment is my type of job is very niche. Because every company I want to apply, they don't have anything called environment concept artist. Only environment artist, which is a 3D environment. So I'm not good at 3D, but I can do a concept.
Yeah.
And then environment is like, it's not a very popular genre.
Is it not?
Yeah, it is. Character, once like, character is very common.
Yeah.
It's like,
character is, no, I'm saying environment is not common or is it common?
It's common, but it's not well.
It's not demanded.
Yeah, it's not demanding.
Oh, that's weird. I thought
not demanded. Not in demand. Not demanding. In demand, right?
Yeah, it's in demand. Right? Yeah.
I would assume environment would be in demand because like you can make a bunch of characters, but if you don't have like a good environment, like the whole ambiance just get thrown off. You know?
Let's say you do a very nice character, and the background is all black.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no world building.
Yeah.
Mm.
But when you say concept, as in like. I think there should be leaves here. I think there should be a lamp here.
No, I'm serious. It's like that.
You don't draw it out.
In the wood industry, you have to draw it out. Yeah. No matter how like simple the prop is. Like, let's say you want to do rock. You got to do 10 variations of rocks.
Yeah. Or not, like, if you go into the world and you see the same rock over and over again, it's kind of like, you would pick that up.
Something's fishy.
Yeah.
Is this a new world? Am I walking in circles?
Yeah. They use the same like tree over and over again. Like what the hell?
But you think these kind of things are super important, right?
Yes, it is.
I don't know why they don't. I don't know why they're
the quality. Yeah.
Shit, dude.
I want to know about your life. Man. What do you do like every day besides school? This is pretty much a wrap up. We've got like 3 to 5 minutes left.
Every day in school, though. Every day.
Mm. Everyday stuff like you know. If you're not in school,
hold on. I got one more question. So when you do environments, you do like buildings and stuff.
Yeah.
Also, it's inclusive of buildings and stuff.
Okay. There we go. I have the interior design, architecture. Basically, like, you know, did you watch Inception, the movie?
Yeah.
You can draw the worlds, right?
Yeah.
So you get the architecture. Because each Inception like, group, you need an architecture.
That's fantastic, man.
Yeah.
So you can build me a maze that goes one way in and one way out. Yeah. That was a test, right?
Yeah. Then you can do it. I mean,
nice. Do it for me in 1 minute. Go. Oh, wearing the baby now. Like, 1 minute, right? I just wrote one line. Ta-da! The question! Minimalism, right?
Yeah.
There's no way in, there's no way out.
Console! Yeah, I would say, right?
No. There's no perspective.
Yeah. It's all the explanation. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting, man.
Yeah, but like, wait, you want to say in details, like, environmental concept artist is like, you're a construction worker. What you're doing is you basically create. You have to become like a construction worker, engineer, and architect, and interior designer, exterior designer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense. Because that's the kind of like drawing style that I gravitate towards. Because like usually when like we draw, like Tariq can draw like pretty much anything. I can't really draw faces and like people and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I always gravitate towards drawing like buildings and like the surroundings and stuff. So that's what it is, yeah. So
I only draw two things.
I always look at that kind of stuff.
No, I don't want to do it. Someone don't say it. Not on podcast.
Okay, sure.
You draw shit. All you
and
draw
a cow. No, I drew a really good cow. Really consistent.
It's not good, but
it's the same 5-year-old drawing of a cow. I need to see it. And then there's a piece of shit just right next to it every single time.
The shit is consistent as well.
It's not good.
I'll give you that.
It's bullshit. Whatever, man. Good for you.
Yeah, I guess if there's something else we could like wrap it up unless you got any more questions. Any more questions?
I mean, if you want to end on that bombshell of shit, yeah, let's end the podcast right now.
Right, well, I got one more question. Sure. Me and Kai are both wearing Hawaiian shirts. Why are you guys not? I mean, she's wearing Hawaiian pants.
I'm always wearing them. Waterproof
pants.
Come on,
I'm sorry, I didn't get the memo.
What is your excuse?
I have no excuse.
What is this Jeep shorts and regular shirt?
I'm at home. Let me wear
home
clothes.
At least we have all have an element of blue.
It's a moment.
Okay.
So you got the shirts, you got the pants, you got the jeans.
No tourists try to dress like the people, but the people just dress in normal jeans and shirt.
Uh-huh. You're the real deal.
I'm the real deal.
We're gonna end it on the fact that someone's overweight.
Alright. Bye.
Bye. Bye.